Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation, the 5th chapter. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals." And between the throne and the 4 living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with 7 horns and with 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God set out at all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them into a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the 4 living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. At last, part of St. John's revelation that we can relate to, except it is like one of our classic bad dreams, an ominous development closing in on you that you are powerless to stop, or you try to scream, but you realize that you have no voice. You try to run, but your legs don't work. You reach out and find that your arms are tied down. You can't find your parents or your wife or your child or someone to help you. And then, I suppose, you wake up sweating, breathing heavily, or, as with St. John, weeping. That is the nightmare scenario here at the outset of the action in Revelation. It's about to get real. Everything is right there. The great scroll of God fully loaded on front and back with the crucial, solemn declarations of God's plan. It's time to open it all up. And the angel calls, and God's angels don't just waste their breath. But no one is found worthy to open it. No creature has the credentials to break these 7 seals. No one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth lying in a grave. No one. No one but the Lamb. Only the Lion of Judah. He is the Lord's promised Messiah, the Son of God. He is uniquely worthy to unseal what was shut tight. He is uniquely authorized to unfurl the revelation, the apocalypse of God. He is worthy to disclose God's eternal and majestic decrees in the high, holy realm of heaven. His blessed, rightly timed judgments upon the earth also, where the faithful baptized suffer. And this worthiness, this power to open up the scroll, lies not in any dream or fantasy, but in truth and reality. Therefore, also in song and story, not like our dreams, which fly away as soon as we awake. His unique worthiness is the victory, won for all in his death upon the cross and in his resurrection. The Lamb, the Lion, the Conqueror, now sits on his throne. The crucified, yet living one has ascended to the majestic glory of his Father, now to exercise his authority and deliver forever his faithful saints from the clutches of the evil one. So what is so essential written on this scroll, which only Jesus can open? Something scary and nightmarish, surely. Something about beasts and destruction, plagues and harlots, and all those fearful hints that I always keep hearing about the Revelation. Well, no, far from it. Keep reading, or rather, listening to the Lamb do the reading, dear Christians. For then it will be revealed to you. This scroll bears the magnificent eternal destiny of the people of God. It's the good news that no matter the night's darkness or the terrors or the agonies of suffering and death that we face in earthly life, Christ is in charge. He has seen it through to the end himself, and where he goes, his saints, his redeemed ones will follow. He reigns in glory now and forever for you. This is how the great and terrible visions of St. John's Revelations begin. Not with terror and foreboding, but with a glorious promise of Christ. And that promise is heightened at the beginning of this chapter by that solemn moment of silence that precedes it, this pause, this weeping of St. John, when the rhetorical question has to be asked, who is worthy to open, to reveal, to set in motion, and to bring to their goal the great plans of God? We mortals must take that moment, we sinners, to see clearly that it certainly is not us. But this moment is not merely some tyrannical, egomaniacal throne room ritual of a holy, holy, holy God rubbing our noses in his high and holy boots, making us own how much greater than us he is. Well, that would be easy for anyone to see. No, all of heaven and earth must pause to see that this worthiness, this authority and linchpin and key to the entire story of God's work rests in the blood. It rests in the slaying of that Lamb. The crucified Christ is the secret, is the important and worthy detail that we all must pay great attention to. That is the detail that redeems us sinners, that holds all of the promise of making us immortal. It is our Savior who sits on the throne, who holds all the universe in his power, to whom elders and creatures and angels bow, in whose ears and whose nostrils the prayers and incense of the saints is well placed and certainly heard. Fear not the troubling or frightening visions that may follow. Jesus Christ, by his blood, cleanses every sinful specter from your conscience. He rules the world with truth and grace, which means that no evil can stand against him. He looks as though he had been slain. That is, he is one who bears the marks of a dead man. But behold, he lives. He is alive. He is risen. All this he did for you, to wipe away every tear, to put an end to the sudden, horrifying silence and every inability of yours. Christ the Lamb is worthy. Do not fear. And thus your weeping is turned into the joyful song of the church that we will now sing. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are worthy. For when you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the scroll and the kingdom of heaven to all believers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Jana Engelhardt, who serves the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.